Back in December, the Alaska Board of Fisheries approved an amended version of Proposal 83 that was submitted by the Nooshiegak Fish and Game Advisory Committee. As originally written, the proposal would have allowed set gill net permit holders to remain in the Nooshiegak District with half a complement of gear when the Nooshiegak District is closed and the Wood River Special Harvest Area is open. However, during deliberations, the Board of Fisheries changed the proposal by deleting the previous language and adding language giving Fish and Game the ability to issue an emergency order, restricting the mesh size in the Nooshiegak District to 4 3/4 inch mesh or smaller. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He stresses that the idea of utilizing the mesh restriction came from fishermen and not the department.
This came from fishermen, from the Nooshiegak Advisory Committee specifically. They felt like by using the smaller mesh size, it would allow fishermen to catch more Wood River fish that have a smaller component to them and less Nooshiegak River fish that tend to be bigger. So by using this different mesh size, we would reduce the harvest on the Nooshiegak sockeye, which would in turn reduce the likelihood of us having to use the Wood River Special Harvest Area.
Sands notes that mesh restrictions are nothing new in Bristol Bay, with mesh restrictions used to protect king salmon and to specifically target other salmon species.
The mesh size restrictions we typically use are for different species. So we would use 4 3/4 inch mesh to harvest pink salmon while not harvesting sockeye or coho salmon. And, you know, we have the king salmon. If it's a directed king salmon opening, it's 7 1/2 inches or larger to harvest kings and not sockeye. And then if it's sockeye only, we have 5 1/2. So there's different mesh sizes that are kind of species specific, but some fishermen thought that this kind of mesh restriction would also work on sorting out the sockeye, the Nooshiegak bound sockeye from the Wood River sockeye, and just catch the Wood River sockeye or catch them at a higher rate, allowing more escapement for the Nooshiegak sockeye.
The new mesh restriction has proven to be confusing for stakeholders in the sockeye fishery in the Nooshiegak District because it's a new tool and the proposal used to implement the restriction didn't originally include the mesh restriction language. Sands asserts that has resulted in a lot of questions.
The original proposal had some language in there regarding fishing 25 fathoms of gear in the set netters staying in the district and fishing 25 fathoms of gear while the drifters moved into the Wood River. And so that, I think, was the original proposal. And substitute language was developed at the meeting that changed that proposal completely to be just using the 4 3/4 inch mesh in the regular district prior to going into the Wood River Special Harvest Area. So one of the questions I've gotten is, well, does this mean we have to use 25 fathoms of gear? No, you still get your full 50 fathoms for a set netter and whatever you're, 150 or 200 for your drift operation, but it'll be restricted to that 4 3/4 inch mesh if we have to use this. We're not going to start out using this 4 3/4 inch mesh, probably.
The use of the new mesh restriction tool is up to the discretion of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which means that it could be used at any point during the season. However, Sands does not anticipate using the restriction early in the season.
The way I envision it is that we have a daily expectation for our escapement for Nooshiegak sockeye, and if our escapement starts falling below that daily number, and that number changes every day, that's when we would put out an announcement saying, hey, we're starting to fall behind on our expected Nooshiegak sockeye escapement. In order to stop that from happening, we will probably have to institute the 4 3/4 inch mesh restriction. And ideally, we would give 48 hours notice on that. I'm not promising 48 hours notice, and I want to be clear on that, but we certainly recognize that it takes fishermen time to change out their gear, and we want to provide as much notice as possible.
The use of the new mesh restriction could prove challenging to commercial fishermen for a number of reasons. First of all, they need to have the gear available, and as Sands confirms, they can't keep the gear on their vessel if they're fishing other gear.
It has to be on shore because you're not allowed to have more than the legal complement of gear on your boat while you're fishing. So you can't have 150 fathoms bagged in the hold and 150 fathoms on the reel. You're only allowed to have 150 fathoms of gear on your boat, or 200 obviously if you're a dual permit operation, but they have to go to wherever their gear is stored to change it out.
The new mesh restriction has never been utilized in the Nooshigak district, so it's unclear exactly if and how it will work, but Sand says he will limit its use as much as possible. He says it's likely that some fishermen have gear that will fit under the new mesh restriction, but not everyone has that gear available.
The legal size for pink gear is 4 3/4, 4.75 or smaller. So it's similar to pink gear, although several of the companies had requested that their fishermen use even smaller gear than that for pink fishing. So I'm not sure how available it is, or, you know, how much people just happen to have on hand.
Once again, the Alaska Board of Fisheries has given the Alaska Department of Fish and Game the ability to put in place a mesh restriction of 4 3/4 inch mesh or smaller in the Nooshigak District as a tool to target Wood River sockeye while protecting the much smaller sockeye run to the Nooshigak River. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.